Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. I'm so excited to be here, Carrie Rosso.
I'm so excited to be here.
Because you know why? This is the She Said Project Podcast.
It's party time.
It's party time. Well, we are your hosts, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director of the She Said Project.
Carrie Rosso, founder.
That's right. Carrie, you started a movement in Champaign-Urbana. You've created opportunities for women to share their personal stories live on stage. And now in the She Said Project Podcast. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty great. I feel like there's a microphone sort of in my life. I've spent my whole life loved hearing my mom and my aunts tell their stories around the table, like what we used to call coffee clutch, or they used to call, and then I would eavesdrop. And then my friends, my sports teams, all the time I hear these great stories. And now, you know, it's nothing new. We didn't create anything new. There have always been these great stories, and now we just stuck a microphone in there.
And the women that we've got to meet along the way have really blown my mind. They have stood up to their personal fears. They've told their stories on a stage in front of, I don't know, a couple thousand of their closest friends. I think they've surprised and impressed themselves with how brave and courageous they could be. 2019 was such a big year for That's What She Said and the She Said Project, right?
Well, one of the great things is it's universal. All the stories, there's always going to be somebody out there who either says, me too, or somebody who says, wow, never saw life like that. So glad I heard her story and her perspective. And 2019 really proved that. We took the show on the road to Bloomington, Illinois, and it translated. There was that moment of holding our breath. And is this going to work? Is it going to happen? Will it translate? Does the magic only happen when it's here? And then, of course, we knew, and what we wished would happen did happen.
Right.
It was the same thing.
We launched That's What She Said for the first time in Bloomington Normal Community in the middle of Illinois with a whole new group of women local to that community who wanted to share their stories to empower the women that they grew up with and that were in their lives. And so it was a new experience because it wasn't the community that we're familiar with. Like you said, we had to see if it translated. Does this show hold in any community that have like-minded women that have something to say? And I was so proud of our cast and the women who performed back in September of 2019. In fact, our guest today is one of the women who appeared in that show, that very first show in Bloomington Normal. Her name is Meenu Bhaskar, and she is an incredible powerhouse in the Bloomington Normal community. We'll let you guys meet her and hear what she's all about. Meenu, are you on the line with us?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice, and welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. So grateful you're here today.
Thank you.
So, Meenu, you heard us just talk about how we brought That's What She Said to Bloomington Normal in 2019. And you, of course, were one of the original cast, the first cast to take this new crazy concept to build this network of women who chose to stand up on a stage and share their personal stories. What was that experience like for you?
To tell you very frankly, I wasn't sure that I was able to deliver what I wanted to deliver.
Really?
A girl from India, I never thought my story was that important. I never thought that I am that important. But when I stood on that stage and just opened up in front of those hundreds of women or men in that crowd, and it just spoke from my heart and just shared a few moments of my life with them, it was such an empowering moment for me personally. It validated me that I exist.
Wow.
Until then, I never felt my own existence. I was always thinking about others, never felt about my own needs. She Said Project has done so much for me personally, give me the strength, the validation, and the support, and made me feel that I am also important, or my story is also important.
Hold on a second, Meenu. I have something in my eye. That was such a beautiful, heartfelt share. Your story had so much impact, and it's one of the reasons I really wanted to introduce you on the podcast, because I know that your story had an impact to the women in the room, the women in your community, and I know there are hundreds and hundreds of women and girls around the world who need to hear your story. And so let's share with our podcast audience, you mentioned a little bit, Meenu, you grew up in India in a male-dominated country, and that's circumstances correct. Brought you to the United States and to Central Illinois. And this was the first time you shared with me that you really got to speak for yourself and share your story. It's always been about other people in your life. And so I think let's go ahead and share the performance from the September show. Then we can talk about the message that you brought to the show that night. So friends, ladies, this is Meenu Bhaskar in the 2019 cast in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. That's what she said, performing her story, When Do I Get to Be Me?
Okay, it doesn't happen very often, but your piece kind of left me speechless, and I was so moved by it because so much of your story is culturally specific. But I think the beautiful part is that it is universal, that so many people, and so especially women, feel invisible or feel like, you know, you've been knee deep in diapers and building, whether it's building your career, your life, or getting your family on track. And then all of a sudden, I mean, all of us have been in that spot where you go, hey, I'm in here. I'm still here. I think that's what everybody in the audience was connecting to with your piece. Is it universal what you were explaining? How did your family respond after seeing that?
I have always had my kids' support with me all these years, but I was fairly surprised and happy to see how my husband reacted to my talk, because this is the first time when I stood up in front of hundreds of people and just share my story so vocally. You know, it's just like you're talking about your personal life, which I have been trained never to share in my life before. Mm-hmm. And here I am talking to people who I don't even know, you know, right, with their names or anything. And having my husband in that audience, I will be lying if I say that I was not afraid or scared. I was a little hesitant how it's going to be reacted.
Yes, but you shared with me that this wasn't going to be easy.
Yes, it wasn't easy for me. It wasn't easy for him either to sit there and listen. He took it in a very, very good support way, and he was very happy to see how the reaction was of the audience, mm-hmm, towards my talk and how welcoming they were, you know. And that was the first time I realized for me that it's okay not to be perfect. I'm human, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing my best, whatever circumstances I was in. So on the whole, I can say this has opened up a conversation in my family about a lot of things which I used to hide, or I used to say that it's not important. I used to tell myself it's not important, even though those were very important discussions which needed to happen. This platform has given me that strength, that direction, and the validation that I am important as much as my family is important to me. I am also important to them.
You know, that is so rewarding to hear that it had this kind of impact on your personal life, that taking this chance and being brave opened up these avenues for, you know, these hard conversations. And I believe that your story is going to be an inspiration for girls all over the world who are in similar circumstances where they were raised to believe that their voice wasn't important and their story wasn't important. And it is an honor to know you and an honor to have worked with you to help you discover that you can share your story and your voice and be celebrated for it.
I'll tell you, one of the most moving parts for me after every show, I love the feedback that we get from women that are saying that, boy, I feel that way too, or never saw it that way. But that night, one of the most moving things was seeing you and your husband, and he was just beaming. He was so proud of you. And I wondered if this, you know, from his perspective, maybe hadn't had this conversation, if maybe he was seeing things through a new perspective with, you know, the person he loves most in the world.
Yes. And I see a lot of changes have happened in our personal life since September of that show. I feel more connected. I feel more liberal. I feel that I can share however I feel and think, mm-hmm, and it is okay for me to do that. Before, I used to always feel I'm the wife, I'm the mother, I'm the woman. I should not be asking anything, or my job is only to please others. My job is not to please me, you know, or to think about my own happiness. That particular day when I did that talk, it was so moving for me personally. I was, like I said, I was not thinking that I'll be able to deliver. But after the show, it has not only impacted others, but it has impacted me a lot. And thank you so much for providing me that platform. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Boy, did you deliver.
You brought the house down. And so thank you for your time today, coming back to revisit that night and that experience so that we can use the podcast to share your story with an even greater audience. You know, Carrie, we've talked about this many times, but hearing Minu speak about this experience, it just brings it home for me again and again. What we have created in the world and the environment of That's What She Said is a place where women get celebrated just for being who they already are. No one is trying to be something that they're not. They're just sharing their authentic self, and the world is paying attention. And we're so grateful for the women, for Minu and all the women who stood on the stage that night as we raised a microphone to the women's voices in Bloomington Normal and now beyond. So we want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today on the She Said Project podcast. Carrie, this is just, it's so much fun. And I'm so enjoying this journey. How about you?
I am. Minu, thank you. I'm sending you virtual big smooches and butt slaps. Thank you for coming.
And on that note, yes, thank you for joining us. Join us each week with a new episode, a new story, a new woman just being her amazing self here on the She Said Project podcast. Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives. Learn more at sterlingwealthmanagement.com.